This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No time for small talk today. We're jam-packed, folks, with lots of very interesting information, including Eric Spencer, the head of the GNDC. He is asking for some liability protections to be considered for businesses because this will be the next cottage industry. Oh, you let somebody in your business who saw somebody they didn't know who had COVID who now gave it, to, you know, that whole. So we got to remove the roadblocks for the slip-and-fall lawyers and any other impediment and to the economy that includes, you know, anything other than legitimate claims. So we'll talk with Eric about that. We have the governor of the great state of South Dakota joining us on the program today. Kristi Noem will be here. Some call her the freedom governor because they were the freest state in all of the United States during COVID. Guess how many restrictions she put in place as governor?
Oh, yeah.
Very few.
I love that.
I don't know if there was any. It basically was, you know, be smart about this. You folks decide. For instance, Sturgis. You just say that word and you think, what, hundreds of thousands of bikers, right?
Yep.
Sturgis is meeting tonight, the city commission, city council, to decide, do we do the rally, do we not do the rally? Question of the day, should the rally go on as usual in Sturgis this year?
Yes.
What say you? Kevin's answered. Love to hear your take, and we'll ask Kristi about that as well. I imagine she has input, but it is being decided locally. Maybe that's how it should be. Not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Novel concept.
You know, this back to that liability protection things?
Yes.
Does that mean that, like, I'll have to sign a liability with, you know, Chevrolet to drive my car because of the dangers involved with that? I'm just wondering where the liability stops.
Yeah, this is where some people would like it, so there'd be just all kinds of lawsuits.
What about using an electric knife? I don't know.
We got to get businesses open up. We got to, and operating at normal again, because livelihoods now, the cure is becoming worse than the disease the longer we let this go. The data's been good. Look at North Dakota. You look at the data and where it started, the amount of tests, the reduction, fantastic. I mean, fantastic job all the way around, right, in watching that curve come down. Really, really good. But at some point, you got to accept good as, you know, okay, we're there. And are things going to bounce a little back? Are we going to bottom bounce a little bit? You bet we are. Is there a risk there's another wave like, you know, economy, the stock market is worried about today, of course. But as you say, get behind the wheel of a car. There's risk in that, too. Let's not be stupid. Let's not be stupid. So
whatever happened to swim at your own risk?
Yeah.
Live at your own risk.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, we can't trust people to make up their minds.
No, apparently not.
Nanny state in action, folks.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. And folks, you know what? I fault no one for the actions to this point. I think other than Tim Walz, he deserves some because he is punishing everyone outside of the Twin Cities where Hennepin County is a real issue. And the rest of Minnesota's fine. And quite honestly, one could make that argument about North Dakota and Cass County being what's leading the rest of the state. That isn't, in my mind, anything the founding fathers would recognize. I think you gotta be smart about, look, 5, 7, 8 counties away, do we need to have the same thing? And Minnesota's done the same thing. It's been so bad. Speaking of which, Senator Ken Ekin will join us today on the program as well to talk about his frustration with Governor Walz. He's a Democrat in the Senate, and they just aren't listening to Western Minnesota. There's no other way to say it. They really are not. So we'll deal with that. Two things that happened over the weekend that I hope you got a chance to zone in on. One is West Point. West Point graduation was this weekend. President Trump was there. We're going to play some excerpts, some little snippets of his address to the cadets. It was a good speech, really good speech, and very, very different than the rally speech, very different than sometimes, your run-of-the-mill presidential addresses, for that matter, press conferences or whatever. The president, very respectful, very reserved at West Point, and it was clear the cadets loved him. And the production and how they did it was amazing. The music, incredible. Watch it if you get a chance, beginning to end. It's really worth it. You'll find it on C-SPAN. Also, what happened in Atlanta has brought us right back to, I guess, a place not all that different than George Floyd, although I see the circumstances as this very different personally. I would be curious if you followed this, what you believe of it. Here's what I think is missing from every one of these conversations about, okay, did the cop screw up? Did the cop not screw up? Where's the experts after the fact? Where are the experts? Where's law enforcement? Do you ever see a cop on TV go, well, here's what you have to understand. When he's running at that suspect, and that suspect turns back and points a weapon at him, he doesn't know what it is. He's got, you know, I mean, so, oh, he turned around and kept running. Oh, boy, he's going to do it again. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a cop, but it looked to me, everything looked to me like I understand why he did what he did.
Would you like to hear a little Dan Bongino from Fox and Friends yesterday morning talking about just this?
Yeah.
Right here.
Obviously, a man died, and that's tragic. Nobody wants to see that, whether it's on the police side, on the community side, anywhere. We get that. Having said that, I always ask the question when it comes to law enforcement issues for people who are sadly ignorant of them. Many who haven't lived in the shoes of a law enforcement officer themselves. Well, what would you do? What's your suggestion? So you have an individual suspected of being intoxicated. May not have been. I don't know the results of the sobriety. Let's say he is. So he's intoxicated. What do? You just want to let him go? What do you want to get him back in the car, mow down a family on the street because he's potentially drunk? So, okay, so well, let's eliminate that as a really bad idea. So now we can all agree, right? You don't want a drunk driver behind. I don't know. Liberals will watch.
Absolutely.
So can we all agree on that? Okay, we can. The same people on this panel. So you have to arrest him, okay? So now you're going to arrest him, and the subject clearly does not want to be arrested. Okay, so let's walk through. What do you do? Well, again, we can't let him get back in the car, so we have to arrest him using force. Keep in mind, Pete, not force the police officers wanted. They didn't initiate this. The subject did. Okay, so what do you do then? He punches you in the face. Oh, clearly we just walk away then. Oh, so we're not enforcing resisting arrest anymore. So now there's going to be a universal edict. If you don't want to be arrested, just punch the officer in the face. Again, you understand how the left doesn't. This is not a good or bad. It's all bad. The guy died. It's bad. This is what's the bad or worst choice. And the bad choice was to have to engage in a use of force episode with this individual who pointed a taser back at a law enforcement officer he had just punched in the face.
Okay.
Very well done. Now, it's happened, how it happened, why it happened, all of that. I think we're at a place in America where that cop is more likely to go to jail to solve any kind of potential civil unrest than actual wrongdoing on his part. And this is what I think is so wrong. I want to play Ben Carson, too, on this, and then we're going to get your take on this, on the questions of the day. First, some breaking news. The Supreme Court has ruled today that fired gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual workers can sue for bias. 6-3 was the ruling. Roberts and Gorsuch joined the majority. Gorsuch, a Trump appointee. Roberts, a Bush appointee. Supreme Court of the United States today. Now, significant only in that, obviously, you say anybody that gets fired wrongly should have the ability to sue, right? Well, now we have the Supreme Court saying it's okay to say if you're gay or lesbian or transgender or whatever, you have special rights to sue if you get fired because your employer probably didn't like your lifestyle. How do you determine that? By the way, somebody being fired, good employee, fired because they have a different gender, that is wrong. But it's wrong now. We have laws for that. No. We got to have special. Okay. All right. Now back to the subject at hand, what happened. First of all, listen to the condescending garbage we have to listen to from the media, including on Fox. Listen to this.
I want to start with that terrible incident in Atlanta. I assume you've seen the video. Rayshard Brooks was clearly resisting arrest, then ran away from officers with one of their stun guns. But was it appropriate to use deadly force against someone whose original offense was that he fell asleep in the drive-through lane at a Wendy's?
Oh, I love that line.
Can I ask a question, Chris? Would it be okay if he took that stun gun, used it on your daughter? Okay, we don't know who we're dealing with here. What if he found your daughter, used that gun on her daughter to subdue her, put her into human trafficking, drop her in a van? Whatever. I mean, is that okay? You okay with that?
Well, not to mention, look, if a guy fell asleep in a drive-thru, okay?
Yep.
Under the influence.
Yep.
That there's worse things that have happened in this world, and you came upon that. I mean, somebody called and said, "Hey, Brock, he's blocking the drive-thru here. We got to get this guy out of here." And you pull him out of the car, and you put him in a squad car. Fine. He didn't want to do that.
No, he did not.
At what point does the criminal own some of the consequence? Because those law enforcement officers are not there. But for him, number one, causing a disturbance enough for the place to call, but number two, resisting arrest. Now he's made the choice. And have they arrested the cop? I think they did, right?
Oh, yeah. He's fired.
Yeah.
Not arrested, fired.
He's fired.
Yep. I haven't seen charges.
Who's going to defend us pretty soon?
Oh, man.
More coming up.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by the Superintendent of the United States Military Academy.
All the music in there, and you pick Command. Mandarin, you pick up ruffles and feathers and the hail to the chief. I love
I'm just going through them here for you, brother. All good.
There's some folks singing in there that are really some beautiful hymns. We've got some music from West Point this weekend and the commencement address by President Trump, which is really, really good. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Question on the table, Sturgis. Should it go on? Or should it, Ruffles and Flourishes, what did I say? I probably made something up. Ruffles and Flourishes is first, and then they go to Commander-in-Chief. Those two go together. They're really good. Really, really good. Good stuff. Yes, Sturgis should go on. Yes, on Sturgis. Scott, we have an appointment in Fargo tomorrow. Is there a lot of road construction on 94 from Bismarck? A lot is a strong term, but kind of a relative. I would say not a lot. Slows you down 5-10 minutes, but there's some. There's some road construction. Some of that, okay?
Can I give you a thought on Sturgis?
Sturgis, yes. Getting a lot of yes on Sturgis. You want to give me a thought on it?
Do you honestly think everybody would stay away?
This is funny because the council's deciding tonight, but I guess the mayor said, here's the deal. If we think about 500,000 are going to show up if this goes on and we're worried about that, it'll be less than the 1 million will show up if we cancel it. That's what he said.
I'm telling you right now. So you know my story with Sturgis.
In other words, you nailed it.
That's
Todd.
Exactly right, Todd.
You nailed it. Exactly.
just
come on.
Just saying. You'll have a couple hundred thousand show up in defiance.
Right.
Just of that.
Grant at Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
Hi there.
This is my 4-month question to you again. You hit it just your last segment there. You were like, who's going to stand up and fight for us? You know, we know Trump well, but post-Trump, I mean, everywhere else, like, yeah, Pence, we hope and pray that he can take the abuse that Trump's going through right now. But, like, local leaders, like, look how much is going on here that's going to deter just your local people out of governing. Police, everything. I mean, who's going to stand up and fight for what's right all the time? I mean, just simple, law-abiding laws.
Yeah, we need politicians. We need elected leaders with guts who don't kowtow to these protest groups and these professional protesters. Speaking of which, I see that Governor Tim Walz is going to Duluth. And he's going to sit down with the mayor of Duluth, and they're going to talk about policing.
Oh, good, because Duluth is such a hotbed for.
I wonder if they're going to serve up some milk and cookies, too, at the little talk. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, please. Please. And by the way, where are these police being supported right now? I mean, this guy in Atlanta, boom, fired. Now the medical examiner just came out this morning and said it was homicide, which is, again, more politics, if you ask me. How do you know it's a homicide? I mean, from a medical examiner point.
Hold on. Big difference between homicide and murder. Homicide is that the guy he was killed by a gun, by a shot in the back, by a weapon. Was it a murder? And who did it?
Different story.
Yeah, different deal.
Okay. But in this case, are they suggesting that it wasn't by gun? I mean, that was pretty obvious, wasn't it? What is it?
Right. Yeah, he just confirmed it.
I see. Anything else, Grant?
It's just, I mean, we know they're acting so crazy that you know that he's going to win again. I mean, they're just trying to massage this all the way to November to make him look terrible, which they've been doing that 3-4 years. So, you know, we all hope and pray that he will get elected. It just makes everybody a little nervous with how much stuff is going on. But it's like, how much more, what more are they going to do? And then who will be able to handle this again post-Trump presidency? I know we have this debate about Pence getting in there, and you know you threw out Donald Trump's son. But what do you think about all this and going forward? Because they're not going to come back and be like, okay, we're going to be nice now. We're gonna you know work with you here. There's no more working. I mean, what are we going to do?
I think we're going to need to step up our support for the police. There are now, what is it, 19 officers that have walked off the Minneapolis Police Department, or 7 last week and 12 over the weekend.
Yep.
19 of them, right? So I think I see this. I've never heard of E-Guard watches. Have you guys? Is that a fancy watch or a nice watch?
No. My
watch says iPhone on it.
Yeah, mine too. But anyway.
Don't wear one.
Whatever an E-Guard watch is, they've come out now with an ad supporting the police. I mean, you know, get brands behind this. Get, you know, others. I just think we have to stand behind these folks, Grant. I really do. And I think a lot of this is to sow the seeds of dissent and make it look like it's all Trump's fault and that will harm him. What I don't think they get is it actually helps him. Because anybody that is any kind of law and order voter is going to go, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And the Democrats are being associated with this. It's not helping them. Only the fringe left. Appreciate your call. I wish we had more Ben Carsons in government myself. So Ben Carson was asked that goofy question I played you earlier on Fox News Sunday. Here's how he answered about, you know, the guy was just sleeping in a drive-thru. He's just, you know, he was hungry. Why did he have to die? This is, of course, Ben Carson's problem now. Listen to what Ben said.
Well, you know, Chris, my previous career as a surgeon at Johns Hopkins, whenever we would have an untoward event, we would establish an internal review board of people who actually knew what should be done and review every aspect of it and then disseminate the findings of that to everyone to make sure that it didn't occur again. And I think this is a situation that is not clear cut, you know, like the callous murder that occurred in Minnesota. And it really requires some heads of people who actually know what should be done under these circumstances to make judgment.
Why do you say, sir, it's not clear cut?
Because in the case in Minnesota, there was an officer who was clearly in the process.
No, I understand that one. But why was the Atlanta case not clear cut?
Because we don't know what was in the mind of the officer when somebody turns around and points a weapon at him. Is he absolutely sure that that's a non-lethal weapon? You know, this is not a clear-cut circumstance. Now, could it have been handled better? And certainly in retrospect, there probably are other ways to do things. But again, we don't know.
Yeah, and thank you very much. Who says that on TV anymore? We don't know. How about we get a bunch of experts together to analyze it? You see the guy struggle with his suspect? You see the struggle they had with him when he stole the taser?
And he was real. The officer was very... You're a little too drunk to be driven, so we're gonna place you under arrest. Go ahead and put your hands behind your back. He did. All of a sudden, not going to be arrested.
Let's get Nate in here quick.
Now it's game on.
Nate, your best 20 seconds. Go.
Hey, LGBTQ. All for them. Human beings are human beings, but this is going to open up a huge box of worms. From pre-employment to employment to after-employment. I think it's a bad idea, and everybody should be on the same level. Everybody deserves rights, but...
We have those laws. You're exactly right, Nate. It is a Pandora's box, folks. More coming up.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer. With a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of a black suspect killed by Atlanta police officers on Friday evening say those officers involved in his death
should go to jail at once. Tamika Miller is saying on CBS This Morning that if her husband, Rayshard Brooks, had shot the police officers, he'd already be in jail and he'd be in line for a life sentence. She also says that she hasn't been able to witness the police body cam video of the incident.
I'm already in enough pain right now, so to see anything of my husband being shot down, or I can't stomach that right now.
Police say Brooks resisted arrest after being found passed out and apparently drunk behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-through, and in a scuffle with officers, he allegedly grabbed one of their tasers. A U.S. Air Force pilot still missing after his fighter jet went down during a training mission off the coast of England early today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Serve USA, where the lunch specials are looking good. Here we go. Beef tips and gravy, or scallop potatoes and ham at the Valley City location, exit 292 off 94, off I-29 at Harwood, tater tot hot dish, Fargo 12th Avenue North, goulash. Who doesn't like a little goulash every now and then, huh? West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cheesy beef potatoes, big potato, cheese and beef in the potato. Yeah, you get the idea. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Don't forget at all the PetroServe USA locations, Mandan to the west, all the way to up in Bemidji and down in Wahpeton, of course, Castleton, Arthur. I can't start naming them now. Ada, Dilworth, West Fargo, Fargo, of course, Moorhead. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Grab and go cooking. And it's home cooking. That's the best part of that. No doubt about it. Okay, Matt and John with a quick question. And then our guest from the GNDC, President Eric Spencer, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Matt, tell me what's on yours. Are you there, Matt?
Oh, we lost
him. The answer is no. John and Minot, what's on your mind, John?
Yeah, the other night they had a 2 or 3 year old black girl on TV. Her parents already taught her not to trust the police. What's she going to be like when she's a teenager? She'll resist arrest every time. That's not right.
Well, it's been going on for decades.
Well, sure.
That's the problem. That's what we're seeing.
Their parents teaching their kids that, that's only going to get them kids in more trouble when they get a little older.
Exactly right. Let's only hope that we have an education system that young girl enters that at least has a handle on this in a better way. Our friend Kevin from Mississippi, who I met at the Fargo rally, has a quest to reform education, or at least have within education, you know, a component of the curriculum that talks to this, that talks about, you know, how you treat people that are different than you, how you get along, how you basic values. Don't treat anybody like you wouldn't want to be treated. Appreciate the call, John, but you raise a good question. Eric Spencer is here, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Hello, Eric. How you been?
Hey, great, Scott. And you?
Good. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem at all. Always glad to come on.
This is an important topic that we haven't spent a lot of time on in the post-COVID era, but certainly is one that has the potential of stunting our growth going forward, and is liability protections. What is a liability protection? What are you looking for here?
Well, you know, when we first heard about this issue, we heard from our counterparts in other states that businesses who are trying to comply with either CDC guidelines or their state's health guidelines to combat COVID and keep their customers' employees safe were targets for lawsuits. And so, you know, when we started hearing from members in our Fargo area that they've seen ads from attorneys targeting businesses, this became a really big issue for us. And so we've reached out to our delegation. We've informed leaders right here in North Dakota that we would like to see business liability protection for businesses, whether you have 2 employees or 2,000, that if you're following state health guidelines, you're following CDC guidelines, you shouldn't be held liable for lawsuits when you're doing your best to comply, get people back to work, protect jobs, and keep your doors open.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. So, you know, look, this is tough enough without having to have people use this for the ability to go out there and get a bunch of money. Well, how would that even work? Would it be like a class action suit or something? Or a bunch of people that went into that business and because they alleged something wasn't followed correctly, that all those people would be entitled to something? What is the win here for the lawsuit happy crowd?
Well, certainly I think they're trying to cash in on, you know, this unfortunate situation, which is certainly unprecedented, whether it's a class action type of suit against someone larger or even, you know, just smaller lawsuits against an employer for not creating a safe work environment. You know, one of the challenges employers have had is that whether it's CDC guidelines or even the North Dakota Smart Restart guidelines, you know, those things have changed and they've evolved as the data has dictated or as information and knowledge comes out about COVID-19. And so it's really been a moving target on how to protect your employees, how to keep your customers safe. Businesses have been investing a great deal of money in doing things, whether it's, you know, touchless, you know, devices to come to a restaurant or face shields or a whole variety of things. And we think it just makes sense to, you know, help them get back on their feet, help them get people back to work and get ahead of this.
Have you followed how South Dakota is doing this at all? We have Christy Noem on next hour, and I keep hearing that, you know, basically there were no, you know, executive orders. And Governor Burgum always makes a point to say, well, 93% of North Dakota's economy didn't have anything dictating what they could do or not do. The 7% did were like the personal care and some of the other things. But I've heard a lot about South Dakota not even doing that. I mean, as you compare the sort of environment in this COVID world that we find ourselves in here versus South Dakota, how do you compare the two?
You know, Scott, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. But it'd be really interesting to find out, you know, what we've heard from more populous states is that, you know, even ones that have very, very strict guidelines and have closed businesses down, they're mostly targeting essential businesses, whether it's, you know, grocery stores or manufacturers. We've even heard of people targeting or interested in targeting people who are manufacturing, you know, they manufacture something. They decide that, you know, we're going to try to help and step up here and manufacture PPP or hand sanitizer when it was really scarce, that, you know, we want to, you know, they could be liable if there's some sort of flaw or if it doesn't work, you know, to 100%. And so even when people are trying to be good Samaritans, they could become a target for a lawsuit.
If you had your board in a room and most of your members in a room and said, okay, let's count some noses here, how many people think we still need to have restrictions? We need to have, you know, social distancing and tables or extra precautions here or there, you know, have the various things we've lived with through COVID. Do you think there's many people left that believe that we still need precautions that should be dictated from the state rather than just sort of decide business to business?
That's a really interesting question. I think it would be fairly even. I think, you know, geography plays a big role in how people view this. People, you know, in Fargo maybe are going to be a little more sensitive, feel that there needs to be, you know, more government restrictions. I think the further west you go, that feeling changes pretty dramatically. They said, you know what, the numbers aren't high here. Let us get back to business. We can manage ourselves. So that's a really interesting question, and I think, you know, geography really dictates a lot of that.
Okay, just to finish on liability protections, and then I just want to go to the overall economic environment of business in North Dakota after this. The liability protection, I assume you would want that from the legislature, or does that come in an executive order? How would you get what you seek?
we're calling for it along with chambers all across the country for Congress to pass this as part of a phase four. From what we've been told, that this is a challenging issue. It's going to come down to whether this is something that the Senate can negotiate with the House. But the if that fails and we can't get it on in a nationwide basis, because you know there are business owners in Fargo who have a location in Minnesota or they have Minnesota employees, and so we see that cross border protection as being very valuable. But if that can't happen, we're going to work with our lawmakers here in North Dakota, the legislature, and the governor to try to get that passed for us. And what we're saying, too, just to be clear, is this is only for COVID-19 related issues, and it's for companies that have been following the rules. If they haven't and they're truly a bad actor, you know, then people can sort that out in court, because people can sue obviously anyone for anything. But you know, our priority is to have Congress do something first, and if not, we'll look at a North Dakota solution here.
Makes sense. So I've spent some time recently with hotel owners and restaurant owners and operators, and that is a that's a bummed out bunch right now, without question. And you know, some restaurants obviously did okay with takeout, you know, the numbers on takeout increasing, but not enough obviously to make up what they lost. And now that's sort of fading away, as well as people are able to go some places. So let's start there. Do you think we need to do more for our bars, restaurants, hotels in the way of, you know, economic relief?
You know, that's a really interesting question, and I think that certainly is something that needs to be looked at. You know, what we've heard from a lot of them is that, you know, they took out loans through the Payroll Protection Act or those EIDL loans made available by the SBA. There's some new state of North Dakota programs through the Bank of North Dakota, but they're already tapped out. I mean, they've taken out a lot of debt. They don't really want to take out more. So what's the solution there? And I'm really concerned for hotel owners because even though they were never closed, they've lost a lot of business from large events. Corporate travel isn't happening. And it's going to take some of those. It's going to hit some of those the hardest. And then you take COVID-19 and you tack on top of it are drastically low, or what happened in the oil market. You know, I talked to a hotel owner last week, and he goes, the oil prices is a bigger impact to us than COVID long term. And so there's some real challenges in the hospitality industry, and I think specifically for hotel owners.
Yeah, I think, you know, with restaurants, you know, we were able sort of, as you were hunkered down, to say, well, I'm going to take care of my favorite restaurant. I'm going to go do lots of takeout. You know, we did a Takeout Tuesday thing. We were doing a different one every Tuesday for the folks that were working. But the hotels, you know, you don't go stay in a hotel when you live in town, right? So it was sort of hard to help a hotel. And now you're hearing of hotels, you know, shut down now and potentially closed permanently. Do you think that's going to be... do you think that's going to be the hardest hit segment of the economy going forward? Is that kind of a no-brainer?
I think it's certainly fair to say that, you know, they are right there. I think they're going to have a real challenge. I mean, I hope consumer confidence comes back quickly. I hope travel picks up again, because certainly, you know, those businesses need it. All the employees that rely on those jobs and those families, they need it. And certainly the communities that, you know, get to enjoy that tax revenue need it too. So it's a big deal for North Dakota.
I know that the GNDC was real active with the help of the Department of Commerce, kind of coming in with all kinds of information and using a great technology platform to connect your members throughout this whole thing and non-members as well. Just a few seconds left. Overall assessment of the economy, where we find ourselves at today, would be where?
You know, still, I mean, we're certainly in a better spot than we were, you know, two, three months ago, but we still have a ways to go. You have the uncertainty with coal, you have what's going on with oil, and then the broad impacts of COVID-19. We have a ways to go to get out of this.
Yeah, good point. We sort of have the perfect storm going right now. Eric, thanks for the update. Good luck. We'll keep pushing on the feds then on the liability side for you, as well as
thanks so much.
Being a champion of business best we can here. It's the engine of our economy, folks. Tough times. Thanks, Eric. Eric Spencer, President, GNDC.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
John Cougar or John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp? Not sure.
Well, we were just finding out his last name was not really Cougar. Like, we were all shocked at that.
Oh, yeah, I was really surprised. Yep. Back on What's on Your Mind with breaking news from MSNBC. Are you ready for this?
Did you say breaking news?
I did.
Hold on.
Breaking news from MSNBC. Health officials issued dire warnings.
Dire
is the key word there. Dire warnings about Trump Tulsa rally. Now, I'm searching the archives to see if I can find anything that says health officials issued dire warning about protests. And I don't find any. I don't think I do. Do I hear a buzzer?
Oh, snotty. You don't find any?
I don't find any. I'm looking everywhere. And then the Senator Lankford, James Lankford, nice fella, Senator from Oklahoma. He looks like Opie. I mean, the guy is like, you can't even, he looks like just a little boy, but he's a very smart man. He used to be a pastor of a very famous Bible camp down there. Now he's in the Senate, beloved in Oklahoma. And he said, I can't even believe he's so careless, so reckless, so thoughtless to say this, but he said rally participants should take their own risk into account.
What?
As to whether to attend. Yeah, individual. Yeah, I know.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Oh.
So you should decide yourself whether you should be there? What a crazy man he is.
That's lunacy.
He's nuts in the head.
We need the government to make sure we're safe.
Oh my gosh.
We're saving
deciding,
lives here.
Deciding for ourselves would make today different how.
All right, so let me tell you about MyPillow. I've never been told this from our friends at MyPillow before, but I learned that we are sold out of sheets and pillows. Sold out. Sold out. That's right. Can't even believe it. So don't try and order the sheets and the pillows right now. They're busy making some more so we can do more of that. But isn't that great? I think that's fantastic. The MyPillow face mask, however, still there. These are the nice 210 thread count double-layered ones. 100% cotton, reusable, one size, they're white. You get a package of 20 for $59.99 when you use the promo code SCOTT. Promo code SCOTT for the good ones. I would also order Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO. What are the odds? What are the odds? Mr. Lindell will be part of a event we are planning for Rapid City, South Dakota on July 3rd. Mark your calendar. Now, July 3rd, the president is going to be at Mount Rushmore, and he is going to give a fun little talk there, and there's going to be fireworks and a great time. But they are limiting that, it's a federal facility, mind you, to 7,500 people that can be there. We're going to ask Christy Noem about that here in a few minutes. And so we know the vast majority of you will not be able to get there. They have hundreds of thousands of requests for those tickets. I think the lottery is coming up, so if you know you have one if you got one by now. But so we thought we'd do a little event, and Mike is going to come over there, and other special guests. I don't want to say for sure who's going to be there because it's not confirmed yet, but put it this way, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle and others have said, hey, we're going to be there anyway, so we'll come on up. Yeah, so anyway, we look forward to that, okay? And tell you more about that as we go. If you want Mike's book, The Masks, any of the other wonderful dog beds are great, as Todd knows. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT under the radio listener specials, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or just call 800-506-9028. Texter says, yes, on Sturgis. We have a little poll going on that, so we can pass that along to Governor Noem here next hour. It's past time already to let the people decide if they want to take a chance on the virus. Quit having someone else decide for you. Let's get this country rocking again. It's time. I'm going to read that one to her. That's too good. In the end, a few things are obvious. If you don't want to be arrested, don't be drunk and pass out in the drive-thru. If you're being arrested, don't resist.
Oh.
Don't steal the officer's taser and point it at him.
Oh, come on.
Don't pass counterfeit bills.
Hey.
Don't be in public high on meth and fentanyl. These actions ended in tragedy for everyone involved. Now, doesn't mean any of those folks should die, but it is a risk when you're doing what you're doing. I don't want to get flippant
and saying...
You really
increase the risk exponentially, don't you?
Every life matters to God the same, right? So Donald Trump's life isn't more important than, somebody's name we don't know in downtown Bismarck. Or some Supreme Court justice isn't any better than, the folks that marched in the rally for Officer Cody yesterday. Thank you for that, by the way. What a neat thing, Bismarck. God bless you. That was really cool. Really cool. Just take it into your own hands and say, we're going to have a rally for this guy, too. That's the kind of stuff we need right now. We really do. But again, let's also be common sense about if you are in a position, meth, fentanyl, drunk in a drive-thru, and then decide to resist arrest, bad things can happen, and obviously they have, which is sad. But it's really about it's about them. But I don't ever want to devalue life. No matter what, race, color, creed, financial condition, nothing. All lives matter. Uh-oh. I'm going to throw something now.
You do realize the guy got fired for using that line.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't fire me. Sturgis will happen without the city. Buffalo Chip and Full Throttle and others are outside city limits.
Yep.
Tell bikers to stay away, and you'll have twice as many show up. Thumbs up for our bikers, our freedom defenders.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's Sturgis proper has nothing to do with the Black Hills rally.
Absolutely. On Sturgis, whoever doesn't want to go, don't go. Well, there's that. And somebody wants to know if there was a breathalyzer test administered to the Atlanta suspect. Kevin, do you know that? I don't know the answer to that, but they're gathering facts, they say.
I will check.
Just gathering facts. What was the breathalyzer test? Checking, checking, checking. Governor Kristi Noem, Connor?
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.